As he waited for the town hall to begin, Castro said the recent report of the status of San Antonio women startled him. It concluded that this city was more dangerous for women than Houston, Austin, or Dallas.
And that's why you see myself and Lloyd, but also the police chief, the sheriff, and others will be here, the district attorney, to answer questions, but also to get people's suggestions on how San Antonio can do a better job on this issue.
When the panel was seated, nearly 300 people, mostly women, filled the sanctuary of the Mennonite Church on the south side.
My name is Ebony Williams.
My name is Kay.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Araceli Herrera.
My name is Gloria Rodriguez, and I am a survivor of domestic violence.
They were there to share their stories of family violence and intimate partner violence, their fear and their pain.
He beat my baby to death, and they still haven't done anything about my son's case.
It wasn't only my sister that was taken. My sister and my brother were taken. Both shot in the head inside my parents' home, in front of my parents, and in front of my sister's seven-year-old boy.
Every time they would come, you could hear one of them say, "Now we know he's got an assault rifle in there in the gun cabinet. Everybody be careful." But what did they do about it? Nothing.
There's so many questions, and you're having to go through all of this trauma, and then now I gotta figure out how do I get help.
And Rena Castro described how her daughter, Erin, was murdered by her boyfriend on her 19th birthday in September of last year, while on the phone with her mother.
I ran to the neighbors to call 911 while I kept her on the line, aching to hear her voice again. But her screams were the last thing I would hear from her. The police were able to track her phone, and they found my baby's body left off Camp Bullis Road.
The town hall lasted nearly an hour longer than it was scheduled to, as woman after woman told her story or made a suggestion about how to make San Antonio a safer city for women and children.
What if there was a program where there was some grant money or a voucher system where the victims could get a voucher? You take it to any lawyer in San Antonio, and they get paid for an hour.
Ladies, take over the government system. Start being the leaders of our community.
Yeah. Castro said he was moved by the testimonies and he promised to act.
What I'm going to do is pull together this council of elected officials of different levels of government to come together and listen to the advocates, listen to survivors, also look for model approaches to combating domestic violence, and then figure out on each level of government how we can work together to actualize those things and to make them happen, make those changes happen for the better.
For his part, Congressman Doggett said he also thinks it will take more than the federal government to make a difference in this situation. It will take a joint effort with community leaders here. The report that inspired this community meeting found that the number of women murdered by a male intimate partner in San Antonio tripled between 2012 and 2017. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.